Please be turning in your Bible today to John chapter 3, the book of John chapter 3, and we're going to look at John 3:16 in just a few moments. We've seen in the past several lessons that we are saved by faith. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." But the Bible also says that we are not saved by faith alone. James 2:24 says, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." So there are several examples that we looked at in the last lesson of people who believed but were not saved. The Jews, the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 30 and 31, believed on Jesus. And yet Jesus said that they were children of the devil. Verse 44. The Bible also says in John 12, 42 and 43, that many of the chief rulers believed on him, but they would not confess Jesus. And we remember that Jesus said, "If you won't confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father which is in heaven." So they believed, but they were lost. And then we looked at Acts 26, verses 26 through 28. At the story of King Agrippa, Paul said that Agrippa believed the prophets. That is, he believed the prophets and what they wrote about Jesus being the Messiah. And yet, the Bible shows us that Agrippa did not become a Christian. He was not converted. Therefore, he believed, but he was not saved. Now, all this brings up a very important question that we want to look at today. What about verses that talk about believing and being saved, but don't mention anything else like repentance or confession or baptism? For instance, John chapter 3, verse 16. Many of you, I'm sure, can quote this verse because you have it memorized. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, when we look at this verse, Jesus talks about having everlasting life. And he said, "Whoever believes in him will have everlasting life." And so the question is, well, if Jesus says, "If you believe in him here, you will have everlasting life," then why do we have these other verses that say that belief alone does not justify? Well, in the first place, if you will look further at the book of John chapter 3, if you'll go back to John 3, verse 5, you'll find that Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So earlier in this chapter, Jesus has already said you have to be born again. You have to be born of water and of the Spirit. That means you have to be baptized in order to be saved, in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. So he's already gone over that. Now in John chapter 3, verse 16, he says, "Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now here's what you find oftentimes, especially in the book of John. The word believe includes these other things that you have to do to be saved. For instance, take this very simple question: do you have to repent to be saved? How would you answer that question? Do you have to repent in order to be saved? Well, obviously you do. The Bible says that God commands all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17, verse 30. Jesus said, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke 13, verse 3. So a man has to repent to be saved. A man cannot be saved without repenting. A man cannot go to heaven without repenting. Now here's the question. Does Jesus mention specifically the word repent or the word repentance in John chapter 3, verse 16? No, he doesn't. You don't find the word repent in John chapter 3, verse 16. Jesus does not specifically mention repentance in this verse. Now, the next question is, does that mean that we don't have to repent? Does that mean repentance is not necessary? Does that mean the only thing you have to do is believe, but you don't really have to repent? No, it does not mean that. We have to repent. And so how would we look at this verse then? How would we explain this? Well, it's quite simple, isn't it? The word believe here includes repentance. The word believe here is what some would call and define as a part put for the whole. In other words, this word believe is kind of a summary word. It's a comprehensive word. It includes the idea of repentance as well as believing. So think of it in this way. If every time that Jesus talked about salvation, he had to mention everything involved in it, think about how tedious that would be. Think about how much longer the Bible would be. If Jesus had to stop and mention everything that you had to do to be saved, then the Bible would be a lot longer, and he wouldn't be able to really get to the point like he sometimes needed to get to it. So what we find then is that sometimes Jesus uses a summary word. Sometimes he uses a word that includes these other aspects of salvation or these other requirements for salvation. Now, let's flip the coin here and look at the other side of the coin. In Luke 13, verse 3, Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Well, in that verse, he didn't say one word about believing, did he? He didn't say one word about faith. Does that mean that he's teaching in Luke 13, verse 3, that you don't even have to believe? Is he saying that we don't even have to have faith? Why, of course not. We understand that in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, when he says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish," that he is implying that you have to believe. In other words, faith is implied there. You see, God doesn't have to bring up everything about a subject every time that subject is discussed in the Bible. He doesn't have to give every detail because he has given those details in so many different places. So when people go to John chapter 3 and verse 16 and say, "Well, that verse doesn't say anything about being baptized," well, you could say the same thing about repentance. If John chapter 3 verse 16 means that you don't have to be baptized just because the word baptism is not mentioned there, then it means that you don't even have to repent because the word repentance is not mentioned there. But, on the other hand, if the word believe here includes repentance, then it also includes baptism, which is thoroughly taught in many other passages of Scripture. So we need to be consistent about this. We need to be reasonable, and we need to be honest and fair with the Bible. What applies to one has to apply to the other. Now let's turn next to Acts chapter 16, the book of Acts chapter 16. And here we have the story of the conversion of what many people call the Philippian jailer. Paul and Silas are in jail. They are in prison. And the Bible tells us in Acts 16, verse 30, that this guard, this soldier, this jailer brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And then in verse 31, "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Now what happens so many times today is that people will look at that one verse, and they don't look at the context. They don't take into consideration what the Bible says about this subject. And so they say, "See there, that passage just says that you have to believe. You don't have to do anything else. Just believe and believe only on the Lord Jesus Christ." And they say, "Well, you'll be saved right then and there." But let's look at this passage. Let's look at what the rest of the Bible says about this, and let's look at what this passage actually says and does not say. Now, I want to ask the same question here. In Acts 16, verse 31, when the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house," did Paul and Silas say anything about repenting? Did they say you have to believe and repent? Do you find the word repent there in Acts 16, verse 31? Well, no, we don't, do we? Now, does that mean that you don't have to repent just because you don't find the word repentance in this verse? Well, no, that's not the way that it is. We have to repent. And how do we know that? Because other verses of Scripture tell us that. You see, when we talk about salvation, folks, we need to listen to and we need to obey all that God says, not just one verse that we happen to pick out. And it is not fair and it is not right to take the Bible and use one verse to exclude another verse. It is twisting the Bible to take one passage of Scripture to cancel out something that God has plainly said in many other passages of Scripture. And so in Acts 16, verse 31, when somebody says, well, you don't have to be baptized because he didn't tell him to be baptized here, he just said to believe. By that same reasoning, folks, you could also say that the man doesn't even have to repent here because we don't even find the word repentance. But let's keep reading, because the Bible tells us in verse 32, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. He's not converted yet. He doesn't understand all that he needs to know yet. And the Bible tells us in verse 33, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. They didn't wait a week. They didn't wait a month to be baptized. They taught him the word of God so that he would understand what he was doing, and then he was baptized. Now, why was he baptized? Well, for the same reason that Paul was baptized. Ananias told Paul in Acts 22, verse 16, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So Paul here is teaching this Philippian jailer and the people in his house the same gospel. He's telling them to do the same thing that he had to do in order to be saved. So in Acts chapter 16, we find that the word belief here, again, is a summary word. It's an inclusive word. Now then, let's turn over to one other passage in 1 Peter chapter 3. And very briefly, we're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. 1 Peter 3, verse 21. Peter, after he's talked about Noah and his family being saved from the waters of the flood by getting into the ark, says that this represented and does represent baptism and how that baptism saves us today. 1 Peter 3, verse 21, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Just as the ark saved Noah and his family from the flood, baptism saves us from sin today. He says, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. In other words, it's not the water itself that does that, but it is our obedience to God from a good conscience that leads us to obey God and to be saved because we're doing what God has told us to do. But here's my question. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, he definitely talks about something saving us. Do you find the word faith in there? Do you find the word believe in there? Who would think, who would imagine that you don't have to believe, that you don't have to have faith, just because those words are not mentioned here in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Most, if not all, people who believe in salvation by faith only would say, well, but faith is included there. Belief is implied in that passage. And they would be right in saying that. This passage doesn't say anything specifically about believing or repenting, and yet both of those are implied here, as well as, of course, confessing. And if that's true in 1 Peter 3, 21, then that's also true in John chapter 3, verse 16. When the Bible talks about belief or faith saving somebody, it means more than just believing it in one's mind.